postal rates are increasing across the country on May 11th. It's part of the Postal Service's annual rate adjustments. Last year, rates increased by about 12%. But this May, some rural Alaskans will be paying over 50% more for large parcels. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
Basically, the larger the item being shipped, the more the increase will be. Darris Macy is the manager of marketing for the post office in the Alaska District.
You do see, as you look, as the weight goes up, the increase in pricing has gone up significantly. I mean, the percent that it's increased over last year.
No one knows large parcels quite like rural Alaska, which relies on them every day for bypass mail. They get cheaper rates by bypassing the post office, and it includes everything from groceries to construction goods and nearly all items you buy at the store. Last year's postal rate increase was directly followed by raised ticket prices on the shelves. The bypass mail program started in the 1970s by former Senator Ted Stevens as a way to help keep costs down in the bush. But it's also lost the post office money, about $60 million a year, and the Postal Service has increased rates in recent years to try to make up the difference. Macy says the parcel post rates are increasing more than other rates because the current rates are only covering 80% of the cost.
So in general, the parcel post rates have increased more on a percentage basis than other rates because we were losing money on them, basically.
Alaska's new postal rates will depend on where the parcel is being shipped and the weight of the goods. The state has five different postal zones, but Macy says the increases are about the same. Taking Zone 3 as an example, which includes the Bethel and Fairbanks regions, rates are increasing from a low of 7% up to a high of 51%. Those rates are for a 2-pound package and a 70-pound package. A 70-pound item is going from $17.73 up to $26.82. Macy says customers are still getting a break on shipping large items because they continue to charge less per pound for them, and the rates are still cheaper than regular priority airmail.
Even though the price has gone up, it is still somewhat, I guess I would call it subsidized. It's not really government subsidized because it's subsidized by other parcel, you know, it's by other postal service rates that people generally pay across the nation. We don't get any tax dollars. So all the revenue that we bring in is from purchase of stamps or mailing items. And this parcel post rate is still, we're still operating at a loss.
Besides increasing rates, another change to parcel post this May will be getting rid of the non-machinable rates. Those are packages that have to be handled by people and not machines, including all parcels over 35 pounds. Last year, Stevens successfully argued that bypass mail should be exempt from this fee because the mail never enters a postal facility, and the Postal Service agreed. This year, the Postal Service is doing away with non-machinable rates altogether, and they will keep one rate for all parcels. U.S. Senator Mark Begich, who was in Bethel last week, says he hasn't seen anything in the legislature about the May increase, but he expects meetings on it soon.
It is something that's cleared on our radar screen now that the stimulus bill is out of the way.
The Postal Regulatory Commission, which is separate from the Postal Service, is taking public comment on the rate increases until Monday, March 2nd. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.